Just like to point out as well that we have a different type of relationship that we have to keep in mind here. Last night we sung the song, How Deep the Father's Love for Us. I think that's a nice springboard to what we have in Ephesians, because it is a different relationship than just knowing him as God or as our heavenly Father. It is that we are really in relationship to the Father who has loved us. The first verse talks about the will of God, but now in verse 3, it is, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Upon resurrection, the Lord Jesus introduces us in a very new way to the intimacy of knowing God as our Father. And so this book brings out the heart of God for us as sons, the counsels of the Father in eternity for us. Not something that is just completely thought of after the death of the cross, but in eternity, the Father has purposed this in his heart for blessing for us because we are in Christ Jesus. So that's why verse 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I think this book moves us beyond the blessings that were Israel's, that were connected to the earth. Israel's blessings were material things. And in Christendom today, there are those who confuse these things. But this book and the Spirit of God wants us to know that our blessings are immense. They are spiritual. They're not material blessings, and they are in Christ Jesus.
Brother John and Brother Chuck, you, and even Brother Tony, you're explaining Ephesians. I just want to simplify for the way it was explained to me that always helped me understand what Ephesians was, because we talked about possessing and grabbing and taking hold of the inheritance that's ours. Ephesians is to the New Testament what Joshua was to the Old Testament. The children of Israel have gone through the wilderness, and the land is set before them, and God says, there it is. Now you have to get it. That's what Ephesians is for us. And that's how it was always explained to me. And that's how I've always approached this book. And I've always found it helpful.
Well, I want to say there's that which is already ours. I think it's immensely important to see that. Dear young people, I have been blessed. It is not a matter of waiting for God to bless me with something. I have been blessed. It's not that he will, it's not that he could, it's not that he should, but he hath blessed us, and Tony has set before us. They are not the blessings of this earth. They are spiritual blessings. You and I are seen already as in heaven in this book. Consequently, there's no talk about the rapture in this book. I'll not read about the rapture in any page of Ephesians, because I'm seated in Christ Jesus in the heavenly places. This is the wonder of the position that he has brought us into. We said in the outline, if you happen to notice it, if the only thing you can think of in relation to your earthly father is that he pays the bills and he provides food for you, well, you have some kind of a relationship with him, but you're far from what we have here. This is the relationship with a father who's not only provided everything, but who has taken us into his love. The Lord Jesus is set before us in two ways in this verse. It is the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. I see him as a man, a perfect man. Here, walking upon this earth, he is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I see him in the eternal sonship that he is in. And here Paul, the Spirit of God, is speaking of this blessing, and it's an important word. It's all. It's all the spiritual blessings in heavenly places. I'm seated there in Christ Jesus, although I'm here upon this earth right now. So it's important, and I'll just lead us in then, that it is according not to what I chose. You may have thought all your life as a Christian, of the day that you were converted and you chose to come to Christ. This book brings me to a wonderful thing. He chose me before the foundation of this earth was laid. Before Genesis 1:1, before there was anything, He chose you and I in Christ Jesus, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world.
How are we doing? Good? All right. Good. So you all got the text saying that you were chosen because you have received a great sum of wealth and inheritance. And you need to come to Grove City for 5 days or so to go over this great sum of wealth that you have gotten. And you have to bring with you the document that states to you what's in that great inheritance, who have given you that inheritance, what is that inheritance is all about. And that's what we have heard in the earlier comments that we said. So now I want you to understand that very clearly, that you are actually very, very wealthy. And you are actually very, very loved. So if you are sitting here thinking you are very, very poor and nobody loves you, you're wrong. You're actually very much loved by someone whose very nature is love. And you are very, very wealthy. You are giving rich inheritance. So now, you'll have smartphones, right? Almost everybody have a smartphone. We're going to have to give you an app for your phone, okay? Because we are going to connect you now with something that is not in this earth here. We have heard it is an inheritance, and that app is called an HP. Now, what does an HP stand for? No? HP. No? It stands for heavenly places. Okay, so that's the app you need. It's heavenly places. Okay? You need that app on your phone, on your smartphone. Are you with me so far? Now, to activate that, you need Wi-Fi, right? You need a Wi-Fi. Everybody knows what Wi-Fi is. What does a Wi-Fi stand for? Not wireless fidelity. It stands for willingness and fidelity. So to enjoy that app, that heavenly places where you are seated, where that all of that wealth is, you need willingness. So I don't want you to sit around here looking at the person next to you or closing your eyes or falling asleep. You need to be willing now to enjoy that wealth that we have. And you need to be faithful so you could enjoy it. So far, we are taken out of this earth. We are introduced to one who loved us so much, who have chosen us and had given us all the wealth that he could give. And it's up to us to enjoy it. And where is that? Where is that? Where is that wealth? HP. Where are you? Where are you this week? You're not a Grove City. Where are you? You are in the heavenly places. So where are you this week? So if anybody asks you, where are you? You're going to say, so forget about Grove City for a second. You are in the heavenly places. And we're going to, from that platform, we want to act that way. We want to have our mindset to realize who we are now so we could enjoy the blessing. Are you with me so far? Heavenly places, you are loved and you are given such a great inheritance.